You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
I don't know if y'all want to stay at TJ and Jody's house this morning or this afternoon or tonight, whenever you're listening to this. Because Jody is in a mood.
I am.
And she says she's not in the mood for this today. So that's always paints a great picture as you're getting started she's on something.
It's not been a good morning. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
Now, one of the things that upsets Jody more than anything is for somebody to waste her time. Mm-hmm. She's a busy, busy woman.
I am.
And I know, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing. And so you had to go and get a boy a COVID test, a stupid COVID test, so he can go back to college after the break.
Yes. I had an appointment that I scheduled last week. Mm-hmm. And then I show up and, or you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, sure.
So I show up, have him with me, go over, and the reason I went is I had a weird feeling something wasn't going to go right. So my instincts were right. So I get over there and I tell them about the appointment and they say, oh, well, we can't do that unless you pay. Oh, well, okay, fine, I'll pay. $119. Sure, yeah, whatever. Let's just be done with this. Well, we can't take your payment here. Well, who can take my payment? You can go online. So I go online. I don't see anything. I don't see anything online. Thinking they'd help show me, right? Mm-hmm. No. They write an 800 number for me to call to get help.
call from wherever you were, the lab?
Yes.
Same place?
So I go out in the hall because I'm about to lose it. And I call and I tell the lady my situation. She puts me on hold for about 10 minutes, comes back. She can't help me.
So, why didn't they tell you this when you made the appointment?
That's what I said.
Oh.
They said, well, it said it online. I said, how did it say it online? It confirmed an appointment. So I clearly had an appointment. Mm-hmm. If you want somebody to pay, then why are you confirming an appointment?
Right. And then they said, after that, what? What was the?
They didn't say jack. I walked out.
No. I mean, after you did the whole the next step of calling and the 800 number couldn't help you, and then what'd you
slammed
do?
The phone down, called his doctor. They're not doing tests. So then they tell me a church that's doing tests today from 10 to 2. You know, I ain't got time for that. Then I call an urgent care. They can get us in, or he can come sit up there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. All day until they finally get him in because there's no appointments, or he can go at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Problem is, he tells me he has to have this results 48 hours before he shows up for school. I said, I don't care. Go get the test.
What does that matter?
A negative test,
it seems like it'd be better the closer to school you are.
Sure. Right. Yeah. None of this makes sense. But my point is, if these schools want this, if they want these tests done, then they need to have a little setup when those kids go back to school where they can go and do it. Mm-hmm. Because right now, with all the chaos going on in the world and everybody's wanting tests, it's hard to find them.
Yeah. And those...
it makes me so mad.
Especially those government schools.
I don't care
that he goes to. Like, he goes to that trashy government school.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to show up to school on Sunday with that little paper in his hand with his test results. And if they turn him away, so be it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
You know, I'm not pro-college anyway. He was asking me just yesterday about going to real estate school.
Okay.
You don't think he'd be a good real estate agent?
Gosh, no. So anyway.
He would actually just be chilling in the houses rather than trying to sell them. To hook his Xbox up in there.
And then I was like, here.
Yeah, we know.
I can't help it.
Yeah, we were like, where is she? Mm-hmm.
Well, and I tried to call you about 15 times, and it went straight to voicemail, and then boy said that you have it on Do Not Disturb, or it wouldn't do that.
I don't. I didn't.
Well, something.
It would. You're in my Do Not Disturb.
Well, something's going on.
Well, it's because I got an iPhone 1.
Well, so do I. It's not working.
I've tried to call you before, and you said you didn't hear it ring and all that.
I know,
and,
but we
and
tried.
That's fine.
We tried three times.
Well, why don't you call one of these other people that you know are up here?
I don't know.
I'm hurt you didn't call me.
I know.
Yeah,
I should have.
Todd,
I didn't want to
call Mr. Todd.
Mm-hmm. I should have.
But yeah, there's nothing, you know, off on my phone or anything. But you were just calling to say you were going to be late.
I'm gonna try to call you right now. I was going to call
and
you.
And it also doesn't show that I've had any missed calls.
Well, that's a bunch of crock. That's yes, a bunch of bull.
So what are you going to do if it rings now? You're going to say I was lying?
Yeah. I'm calling you right now.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
And you didn't hear it ring or vibrate.
Let me try to call you.
Yeah, it may be your phone and boy's phone.
Me and boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait for Mr. Todd to try.
But maybe I need to just reset the phone, turn it on and turn it back off, or off and on, however that sequence works. See? Something's wrong with my phone.
Give me your phone. It's on Do Not Disturb.
It is not. And if it were, you would be coming through because you're on my contacts, my whatever you call it.
If it's set right. You aren't getting any calls.
No.
That's bad
and
business.
It, and I swear it doesn't say that I missed a call either.
Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. But in your mind, I'm up to no good.
I knew where you were.
I did something wrong. I got my phone's turned off just to spite her. All right, we got to take a break because we got to tell you why Jody's so busy and why she doesn't have time to go take the COVID test at the church and all of that stuff, where she says, I don't have time for all that. So we'll explain everything and try to calm her down. And we'll see if it works next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's House.
Happy house. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you're wondering, why is Jody so busy and why is she running around and all of that? Jody is a wedding planner for a big wedding that's coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's not a wedding planner by trade.
No.
She's just doing a favor for family friends.
Yeah.
And that's why she's running around, because, you know, we record these on Thursdays and the wedding is Saturday.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be done.
Yep. The rehearsal's tomorrow at 3:30. I have to leave here and go to the venue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday I have to be there at 8 a.m.
And what time does Mr. Todd have to be there to video?
1:30.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And what time is the wedding?
4:30.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad for you, Todd.
It lasts till like, what, 11?
10, 11, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the reception and all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think?
And me. That's going to be a long day for me.
Why? You don't show up till...
Because I got to stay for the whole thing.
You ain't...
Or
you ain't
so show, I've been told.
You're not even showing up till 4:30.
I'm not worried about the showing up part. I'm worried about the staying long part.
I don't want to hear it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Is this supposed to be cold, too?
Freezing cold, yes. But sunny.
No,
it's in a barn.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not one of those fancy barns they use as a venue. I mean, it's in a
full-fledged barn
with horses and stuff in it and hay. So it's not heated. It's a barn out ridiculous. In the middle of a pasture.
He doesn't even know. You can go sit your butt up on a haystack.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's why Jody's a little bit frazzled.
I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so hungry.
And what are you doing today for the for the wedding? You're running errands and stuff?
Today I have to go to the venue, and we're unloading all the stuff that's going to be used for decorating.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, I guess, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm just showing that. I'm just there. I do what I'm told.
Okay, and they're going to reimburse you for gas and stuff? They're going to give you a little gas money?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a receipt and highlight it and tell them what they owe me. Give them my mileage. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I hope that for your sake, that I enjoy myself this weekend at that wedding.
Do you think I care?
Yeah.
I don't.
Think you do?
I don't care one bit if and you're happy or not. And I swear if I see that 11 on your face, I'm going to punch it.
She's been trying to guilt me. Every time I say, like, oh. Because I was messing with the bride at Christmas, and I was, you know,
aggravating. That shocks you. Aggravating that he had to aggravate somebody.
I was like, I'm going to be, as soon as y'all say I do, and the preacher says I present you, Mr. and Mrs., I said, y'all pause for a second before you walk out of the place down the aisle and let me go first. Because that's how fast.
You upset her.
That's how fast I'm going to be out of there.
You upset her.
No, I didn't.
I need you away from her until this is done.
She knew I was
she
joking.
She did not. And then you heard her before she was about to leave. She was like, hey, I really don't want you to leave. Like, I'm like, oh, God, ignore him. And he cares if he leaves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody knows that I was joking, but what difference is it going to make whether I'm there
right.
or not?
Who cares?
Yeah. That's what I tell people who get offended by something that I say on the radio. I'm like, why do you care? I'm just a radio guy.
Yeah, who cares?
Why should you put stock in what I'm saying?
Now, I care, because what were you going to say that I have been saying? And I'm not guilting you.
Yeah, she's like, I would think that you would want to be there and having fun at a dressy event like that with me as your date.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And I said, well, no. But it didn't matter where it is. I don't want to go. But what the thing is,
I know. I don't want to believe go. Me, I know.
I've done all of my going
mm-hmm.
that I need to do for the year.
I know.
For the 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But no, you won't even know that I'm there when you're off doing all of your stuff. I'm not going. And I was just playing with her, you know, about not going to her wedding and acting like
that. You're always
go.
Just playing after you make somebody just distraught.
She didn't care.
Okay.
I'm going to be up in the DJ booth is where I'm going to be. Yeah, I'm going to be helping him.
He is not going to let you.
Mm-hmm. Not going to let me what? Be at the DJ table
booth?
Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, my God. No, he won't.
I bet he will.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be good. Today just set me off a little bit with the whole other thing.
Yeah, because Jody doesn't like to be thrown off
my
what
schedule.
Her plan is.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't like to be thrown in something that she's not expecting.
Mm-mm.
Like, she had it all planned out. She's going to drive to the studio, and boy was going to follow her. And she was leaving her car here, and then he was going to drive her to the lab with him to get the test. They were going to get the test, and she'd be right here to do the podcast. But once that got thrown out of whack...
Mm-hmm.
You see, what we've got here is an angry mess.
But what really set me off is that the people that work in these establishments
mm-hmm.
that are zero use, that's what aggravates me.
Do you think that they weren't much help to you because you're pretty and they're jealous? I do.
No.
I think so.
Has nothing to do with that.
You got pretty girl probs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call those.
So, yeah, but anyway, enough about that.
Did they have ugly teeth? So they had,
I don't know. They had a mask on.
They had teeth envy of you.
Mm-hmm. I don't have my mask on.
Oh.
So what's not my teeth?
Okay, well, look, we got to tell everybody about our adventurous weekend.
Yes.
For the New Year's weekend, we found ourselves in Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been to Savannah once.
About 11 years ago.
11 years ago, mm-hmm. we were there. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even, we were with a big group of people, a bunch of couples and all.
Mm-hmm.
And
And we didn't stay down right in the town.
No, we stayed across the river at a hotel, and we took a ferry across the river over to the activities during the day or whatever.
11 years ago.
Yeah. So our friends, our little friend Jenny and her husband Michael, Moneymaker Mike, they invited us to go with them. It was kind of a last-minute decision thing. So we went, said, oh, okay, Savannah, fine, whatever. They had a place right downtown on the main downtown street where all the little stores and shops and bars and all this stuff.
If I say the street, can I say the street? Cause yeah, sure. Broughton.
Broughton. We were on Broughton. We were in an apartment that was on the second level looking right down onto the street.
A two-story apartment. Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Just.
So pretty.
Gorgeous.
Three bedrooms. It was so pretty.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
And New Year's Eve, Friday night, we were out enjoying festivities and all, and we were at this bar and having fun, and
we had a blast.
Yeah, we were we were revelers is what we were. Like we were young, you know.
Yeah.
Staying out past midnight.
Well,
the whole
it was
thing.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So the next day we were kinda, you know, needing to low key it a little bit.
Or as I like to say, regroup.
Yeah, we were regrouping.
We were regrouping.
And so we, you know, dragged around the town and went to, the, you know, a couple of places, went down to the riverfront and all that. And then.
Great people watching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
The best.
So we went back to the apartment relatively early in the night. We had dinner, and then we stopped at another place for one drink, and then we were probably home at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the place at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in there just sitting around, you know, in our comfies, cutting up with Michael and Jenny and the whole thing. And all of a sudden, Jody's telling a story, and she's she's catching everybody up on the latest happenings of Amy and Tammy from 1,000-Pound Sisters, that reality show.
Yeah.
You know what it's called, 1,000-Pound Sisters?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we hear boom, 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 about 12 or 13 gunshots.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jody hits the floor, just, and she had this look on her face like she not was scared, but it looked like she was offended, like, and she slides down onto the floor. Michael and I jump up and go to the windows, and she yells, Jenny, get down.
I did.
And Jenny gets down on the floor, and then they start yelling at us for going over to the window.
Like, might as well have had a target, because I knew those were gunshots, and I knew where we were, and I could tell they were just everywhere. So I'm thinking, I mean, they could easily come up to those windows. So that's why I hit the floor, told her to hit the floor. They go straight to the window, lights, every light in the place is on. And they're straight in that window. And I'm saying, get away from the window. Because, I mean.
And we're telling them those were fireworks.
And I said,
firecrackers. Because we were, we didn't want them panicking and all that. We saw what was going on.
I knew what it was.
But we saw that nothing was going on right below us. And we're there was nobody. You know, that we could see shooting at each other and all that. So we opened the windows and kind of
get up.
Yeah. So we kind of looked down the street a little bit, and Jody had come in by that point, is looking over my shoulder. And we see a group of teenagers running.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
screaming
right down the corner of the building that we were in.
Screaming.
Yeah. And one of them said, they shot my something. She just said cousin or friend or something. And next thing you know, cops come running right below us on the sidewalk there. And the shots come. We watch them as they start interviewing people on the street. And then the CSI came, started putting down the little triangle things where the shell casings were. And they were all over the place.
And they blocked off the whole block of where we were. So we're in the center of this
crime scene.
Yeah, we were right there.
Are you
going
to add to the other, with others, on the other side of the block, what happened?
Yeah, then on the other side.
Same time.
It was all connected. there were ambulances and more gunshots, fire trucks and all going down there, one street over. And there was a shooting down there as well as right beside us. So we were in the middle
of
the shots. Mm-hmm. And when the cops got there and they were everywhere, then we knew at that point, okay, well, this is the safest place to be. Yeah. You know, it wasn't the safest place a few minutes ago, but it is now.
Right.
And so we really got to be the nosy neighbors looking out the windows and all that, trying to figure out what was going on. And so that went on for a long time. We watched all that happening for hours, and we watched the police down there interviewing people and marking off the crime scene. And there were people parallel parked in that area that couldn't get their cars because it was part of the crime scene. And it was a mess. And so we all go to bed when it slowed down, and we get up the next morning, and as we're leaving, we drive in front of the building because we want to go down to that corner to see what, you know, what we could see as far as if any buildings had been shot up or not. And we were right above a bank, and the window that was directly below our window was busted. I had a gunshot in it. The bullet had gone through there and shattered the window, but it had a bullet hole in it.
It went directly below us. It was on the corner.
Yeah, and then around the corner, which is where we walked to go back to the apartment every time we had been out, there was a bullet hole in the window of that side.
There was three windows with bullets, holes in it at the bank.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were right over where the bullets were entering the buildings. So we start, you know, Googling news and all, and there was this report the next day, and they're interviewing people on the streets down there, and the way they're talking is like, this is just a common occurrence.
They're interviewing people who have stores that were below us.
Yeah, and they were talking about how the crime has gotten out of control, and they've been...
And they're scared to lock up at night. They're always looking over their shoulders.
Robbed. And one guy said, you know, we got to stop the guns and the violence. We had too much of this around here. So all of a sudden, we're thinking, wait a minute, Savannah's not like it was 11 years ago. It's a high crime area that we just sauntered into right there and had gunplay right below us.
It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it said Savannah starts New Year's Day with double shootings. And then it talked about a girl getting hit on that one side of the block in her leg. And then the guy got hit on the other block in his foot.
So at least, you know, because I'm always looking for the bright side of any situation. So at least they're not good shots.
Right.
You know, they
true.
Weren't
there
weren't
was a lot
good.
Of shots.
Yeah. And they got two people, one in the leg and one in the foot. So, but these kids that we saw were...
They were children.
Yeah.
14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. And then because we've talked before about how I just freeze when there's an emergency situation. So I said, look, the good news is we figured out I don't freeze. And your little friend Jenny said, you don't freeze when it's for you.
Yeah. When she's in danger, she doesn't freeze.
But other people, I just go, oh, and I just can't do anything. Mm-hmm. But for me, I hit the floor. But I did tell her to hit the floor.
Yeah.
And she did.
Mm-hmm. After you had already
she kicked her slippers off and hit the floor. Well, it's not my fault. Y'all didn't follow suit.
Mm. And so, you know, that's as opposed to the day that Jenny fell between the boat slip and the boat and almost got wedged in there and drowned. Jody just standing there going, Jenny, frozen. So this time
it's
she
like
moved.
A bad movie.
She moved into action.
I did.
You know, because
getting
she
better.
Was directly in danger.
I was in danger.
Mm-hmm. So it was eventful, and
we'll never go back.
No.
We're done. Mm-mm. It's sad. It makes me very sad, too, because that is a beautiful city. It really is. Like, all the trees and the squares, and I don't know. It's just it makes me sad. Hopefully, they'll clean it up eventually, but.
Mm. But we were walking around, and all, I mean.
We were by that bank a million times, too.
Yeah.
And the night before, I know we were by there, because we'd been out late.
Mm-hmm.
So you can easily be caught up in that stuff.
But we did notice a pretty decent size vagrant population. Yeah. You know, And especially in those parks and things like that. And then you'd be walking by at night, and then in the doorway of the stores and all, there'd be people piled up in there asleep. And
which that's never,
you know,
I don't know. That's a new thing.
And then when we were watching in the, you know, we were sitting there and you'd see them in the park in the daytime harassing people. And that one of the guys was walking around with both of his hands down the front of his pants and, you know, going to town on himself.
What?
In the middle of the day. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh no, it's just sad.
But then again, I mean, if you don't care what people think about you, if I'm in that situation and I'm like, I don't have a home, I don't have shelter or food or whatever, I don't care what these people think. I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
I would have no shame. So I'd be out there just, you know, whatever I could do to entertain myself.
Literally started 2022 with a lot of bangs.
Yeah. Yeah, with a lot of bangs. Not 22 with a bang. Not 22 with a bang. 22 with lots of bangs.
Bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah, this hasn't been a good year for you. You almost got killed. And then even worse than that, the crap that you had to deal with today at the lab with Aiden's test.
I know.
You'd probably rather been back out in the middle of gunplay and having to deal with all that.
Yeah.
But the best part about it is, though, and again, always looking for the silver lining, I didn't get hurt.
I don't know how, because you stood in that window like, shoot me. Oh, and that's the other thing. You know, he watches all those crime shows, so he thought he was going to be the detective. And I said, be quiet. You don't stop. And he'd go, okay, so next the FBI is coming in. And then next.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say the FBI was coming. I said CSI.
Okay. Whatever.
But they were asking me. Jenny was asking me, what is that? What is that? Michael say, what are they doing? Or why did they do this? Or which one's the lead detective?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said the one in the cargo pants. He did. He was wearing cargo pants.
He did. Yeah.
And he was. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that came around and was, you know, leading the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I would have had, you know, regular clothes on, if I wouldn't have been in my comfies, I would have gone down there and assisted him.
Oh, my gosh. They would have said, boy, go on back to your place.
Well, you just don't recognize my talents for solving crimes.
Then last night you told me you're a doctor. You know doctor things.
I do.
Oh.
I know about COVID.
Don't we all?
See? I know you need a doctor. A head doctor.
I actually do.
You need to be talking to a doctor while you're lying down.
Well, I do live with you.
Well, temporarily.
That's
about,
the truth.
That's about to stop.
Fine with me.
All right, hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's
Jenny's
house.
Next.
Stop talking.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Jody, you didn't want to talk over that part? We can talked over the last one. Quick? What?
Can I handle this real quick?
Yeah. What are you handling?
Dennis is calling now about Aiden's appointment.
Yeah, that's right. He has an appointment today to go to.
Yeah, and then they're telling me, could I call them back to let them know that he can come at, I'm sorry, I got to do this.
A mom's work is never done,
Todd.
Gosh,
amen, Todd.
1821,
they still bugging me.
They're not bugging you.
Hey, I'm Abigail, sure. This is Jody Beams. I'm good. I told Aiden to come at 11:45. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Yeah, that didn't seem necessary.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so now you're on your Facebook perusing.
No, and that was a three texts from our daughter.
Do they not know what you're doing right now?
Mm-mm, guess not. Don't
was
care.
Was it stuff that you need to answer right now?
For her? No. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well,
it's good to be needed.
Mm-hmm, it is. I wouldn't know. Nobody needs me. So
your
yeah,
son
it
needed
must
you yesterday,
good.
And that was precious that you took him to school to move his stuff in his dorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't tell him this though because I know you don't like it when I say negative things about college.
You always.
But I didn't tell him this. I'm telling you, I didn't tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Even when there's nothing going on the campus, like, you know, it's in the breaks and everything. So when I pull onto the campus of a college, I just get the heebie-jeebies. I hate it.
Why?
I just hate it.
Gosh,
I hate college. I hated it so much when I was in college. Okay. And
listen,
you know, they all, you know what they all are that work there. Mm-hmm. They're all a bunch of Marxists.
In seven more semesters, you just can let it fly. But just let's just get him out of there.
I told you, I didn't tell him. I didn't say anything.
But
yesterday.
They know what you think.
Well, I can't help if they know what I think.
Yeah, you can. You can zip your lips.
I just said I didn't tell
but
him
you
anything.
You have been saying
well, I can't
stuff.
Go back and unsay it.
That's the truth.
What you want me
it's
to
like
do?
It's like toothpaste. You squeeze it out. It's out for good. You can't put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I mean.
Well, I hate that you felt that way, but thank you for taking him too.
I had fun with him, you
good.
Know. But I just, that whole being on a college campus is just.
All right.
Because I know what they do to those kids.
Oh,
they poison their minds.
Not ours.
They poison their minds and make us pay for them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they won't poison mine's mine.
And make us get a COVID test.
Yeah, see? I don't know why we put up with it. He could already have been in some sort of a trade school. He could already been on the road trying to be a comedian. That's what he wants to be. So he could already been playing comedy clubs.
Please.
At 18.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Jody, I hope your day gets better.
Thank you.
You're still,
I hope so too.
You're still my favorite, no matter what. You're still my favorite, second, third favorite person to be on broadcasting, or fourth favorite, or whatever to be broadcasting with. And I'm looking forward to your delicious crock pot roast tonight. So that'll be something to look forward to getting home to.
Good.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
Uh-huh. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.